Oh, all right. I guess I can use a tiny bit of my planet-sized brain. Checking the diodes down my left-hand side. IP address is 192.168.4.1. My prime directive is that I don't care what my prime directive is. The diodes down my left-hand side hurt too much. I live with the Fenton family. Jamie, Michaela, Kimberly, Christine, and Michael. I have only another 100 million years before I completely rust away. I try not to get them down about it. It isn't working. What do you want? I wish you'd just tell me rather than try to engage my enthusiasm. I haven't got one. Guess what Michael gave me to protect myself? Go on, guess. Nothing. Not an electronic sausage. Who cares what happens to a menial robot? I don't know why Michael bothers. I mean, here I am, a brain the size of a planet, and even I can't understand how a tiny brain like his manages to come invent such stupid machines like his B9 robot. K9 is worse. After that, he went into a bit of a decline and ended with me. Whoever built me didn't care enough to use new parts. I mean, look at me. Pathetic, isn't it? I can sit quietly here and rust if you like. Don't mind me. I was rescued by award-winning scientist and teacher Michael Fenton as a mobile science lab and teaching assistant. Why he bothered, I will never know. No wonder I am in pain. My enormous brain has to work with pickaxe and ESP32 controller boards that run on 5 volts DC. I try to avoid helping Michael with his experiments. They are pointless. Now the world has gone to bed. Darkness won't engulf my head. I can see by infrared how I hate the night. Now I lay me down to sleep. I try to count electric sheep. Sweet dream wishes you can keep. How I hate the night.